This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will arrive in New Delhi today on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Both the leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honor. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation ministerial meeting in New Delhi today. The Defense Ministry, in a statement, said the two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defense during the meeting. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Chief Election Commissioner CEC Gyanesh Kumar has assumed the chairship of the Council of the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, or International IDEA, for 2026. India has been elected as the new chair of the Council of Member States of International IDEA for 2026. In his acceptance speech, CEC Kumar said, India aims to share not only the learnings of the world's largest democracy, but also the democratic values and principles deeply rooted in its civilizational heritage.
India has been the mother of democracy, and today it is also the largest democracy in the world. With more than 900 million voters across 28 states and 8 union territories in India, the Election Commission of India has nearly 75 years of experience in conducting transparent elections and preparing accurate electoral rolls based on eligibility. As Chief Election Commissioner of India, I, Gyanesh Kumar, accept the chairship of Council of Member States of International IDEA. Jai Hind, Jai Bharat.
Union Women and Child Development Ministry will formally launch a 100-day intensive awareness campaign for a child marriage-free Bharat today, marking 1 year of Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat initiative. Through this campaign, the Ministry of Women and Child Development will call upon citizens, institutions and community leaders across the nation to join the movement and reaffirm India's commitment to building a child marriage-free Bharat. Navy Day is being celebrated today. The day is celebrated on the 4th of December every year to recognize the achievements and the role of the Indian Navy. This year, the Navy Day is being celebrated with a spectacular operational demonstration at Shangumugham Beach in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. The event will showcase the Navy's operational platforms and its resolve as the preferred security partner in the Indian Ocean region, guided by the broader vision of the Mahasagar Initiative. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished all wildlife lovers and conservationists dedicated to protecting cheetah on International Cheetah Day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the cheetah one of the planet's most remarkable creatures and recalled the success of Project Cheetah launched 3 years ago. A Ran Utsav is going on at White Run, Dhordo Kutch. Chief Minister of Gujarat, Bhupendra Patel, is visiting today to witness the breathtaking beauty of the full moon over the White Run. The Ran Utsav, showcasing Kutch's rich culture, traditions and hospitality, has attracted tourists from across the globe. And after visiting various important places of Kashi, including Hanuman Ghat, BHU and Sarnath, the first delegation of Kashi Tamil Sangamam will visit Ayodhya today. Elaborate arrangements have been made to welcome the delegates. They will be taken to Ayodhya's major temples like Sri Ram Janmabhoomi, Hanuman Gadhi and other important sites for darshan and puja. And India entered the FEI Asian Equestrian Championships 2025 with a record 5 medals yesterday in Pattaya, Thailand. Ashish Limaye won individual gold, while his teammates Shashank Singh Kataria and Shashank Kanmudi secured silver. And that is the end of this news bulletin.